So the Bible is very clear that the main thing is to seek peace with all people, all men, all women, if possible. The Bible talks about it. Live peaceably with all men if possible. That's everybody. That's an ex. I spent the weekend just watching some videos. The news is kind of crazy about all these people still thinking they can get, even with DNA and cameras and ring cameras, people think they can get away with murder. They actually try to kill people. They actually try to set it up and blame somebody else. I watched about 50 videos of crime and people trying to take somebody else and blame the crime. They think they're so smart. They think they're smarter than the detectives. That's how dumb they are. Why not just live in peace? Why not create some allies that you can trust? And if you can't trust them, let them go. Let them move on down the road, right? Let them move on down the road. Live in peace with all men if possible. The Bible says, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. If you do not seek peace, if you don't want peace, that's from below. Everything that's from above is first peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy. Everything from below is confusion and every evil work. So anybody who's trying to pull you into confusion and every evil work, that's from below. That wisdom's from below. What does that mean? The devil. The wisdom that is from above is peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy. So even if you take a job, I had a job offer recently. And I took it as a part-time just to test it. But they want it full-time. And it's pretty good pay. But it's full of hypocrisy. There's no peace. It's chaos. You think I'm trusting those owners? You think I can trust those owners? No. No, I don't trust them. I've had jobs before where it's so chaotic, you know, it's insane. So if you have the opportunity, if somebody offers you a job, say, can I help? Can I work part-time for a couple weeks and just see if it's a good fit for everybody? You know? And if they say no, then we got a problem. Because you would think that they would want you, especially if it's a high-level position, you would think that they would want you to make sure you're happy and you don't just quit and they don't like you and they fire you. You left something good and they fire you. So long story short, I saw some chaos and I said, you know, I'll help y'all out a little bit, but I ain't taking the job full time because there's too much chaos. I didn't tell them that. But I can tell these people are not following any kind of biblical principle at all. Not even a standard, not even a corporate. The good thing about the corporate system, they have to play fair or they get taken to court, you know. Get sued. Sexual harassment and all that, they will get caught pretty fast. These little mom and pop places, it's all about narcissism and people pleasing and who you know, you know. This who you know stuff is sucks. So one good thing about, the 501(c)'s a box, but one good thing about the corporate system is it's supposedly supposed to be equal and fair for everybody. But you still have that weird good old boy network thing going on. What was I going to talk about? Oh, peace. And so if somebody comes to you and they're not in peace, if they're not bringing peace, who's it from? It's not from above, it's from the devil. It's a devil system. And if one person, let's say it's a partnership, and the partnership says, well, we're going to pay you this. And then you talk to the other one, they said, we're going to pay you this. And then they change it before they try to change it. And you say, well, just email me the offer letter in the email. That way it's documented, you know. It's a trip. You have to protect yourself out here, people. If you got something good going on, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. And that's not just relations. That's not just dating or marriage. That's jobs, corporate. Okay, let's say somebody does offer you $5,000 more a year or whatever, but it's more chaos, more stress. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. You could do Uber on the side and make that easy. As a matter of fact, I think one thing that people could probably do, which would really help them, is do these little side gigs till you find something you like. Or just create your own side gig, you know. Create your simple website, put you some business cards and start handing them out. You could actually make a lot of money. But it depends on what your motivation in life is. My motivation now is spiritual. My motivation now is all spiritual. Yeah, I've got some other things I'm doing in the natural. Hobbies and remodels and stuff like that. But my main thing is keep my spiritual side open and flowing. Because I noticed if you yoke up with somebody in a relationship or business, if you're not careful, you can lose a lot of ground. And it might take you a little bit of season to get back to where you were. If you tie in with anybody or any system that these people don't know what walking in the spirit is, they'll never have peace. So you better be ready and have a system set up so that keep you in the peace. I learned a long time ago, before I know what I know now, I learned it 20 years ago, that if you're around a bunch of unsaved people working, you better get off property work 4 hours. If it's a 30-minute lunch or hour lunch, whatever it is, get off property for a minute. Just get away from it and create a pattern where you walk away, because the corporate system is trying to take away your soul, just like the narcissist and the Delilah and Jezebel. They're trying to take away your soul and get you to actually worship them. The corporation wants you to worship them. And they don't like when you have other stuff on the side, because they can't control you. They want to use fear and control, just like the narcissist. The corporate system is narcissistic. Yeah, I'm not even joking. This is why you see a lot of people educated. They just work a low, menial job, because there's less stress and less control over their life. And they've got side work going on. They're geniuses, but they don't like the corporate game, you know.